time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune. He rewrites that tune in the style of a great composer. We get a caller on the line who tries to name the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Ted Fisher is on the line from Belgrade, Serbia. And Ted serves in the State Department as a foreign service officer working at the U.S. Embassy. Ted, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Oh, great to have you. Ted, how did you become a fan of classical music?
Well, several years ago, I was living in Budapest, and at that time, I just started listening to a lot of classical music. I went to a lot of concerts there, and I went to the opera a lot, went to all the different concert halls, just really got into it, started listening intensely to classical music. I played some as a kid, but that was more popular music, bluegrass, banjo, things like that.
Oh, nice. How's the music scene in Belgrade?
The music scene here is really, really good. Just the other week, I actually heard a chamber music concert in someone's home, the way they used to do chamber music. It was fantastic.
Lovely. Well, Ted, Bruce is going to play his Piano Puzzler. We'll see if you can name the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. If you happen to get stuck, I don't know what's coming either, so we could brainstorm on this together if need be.
All right.
Okay, Ted, here's Bruce Adolph with your Piano Puzzler. Lot going on there.
I should alert you, maybe a little late, that there are two melodies in there.
Two different tunes.
There are two tunes in there.
That was fabulous. I thought that I heard some of Liszt's Hungarian Rhapsody in there.
Interesting. It might be there, but not on purpose.
Okay. All right. Well, in terms of the composer's style, was it perhaps Chopin?
Yes. Yes, Chopin is correct.
Chopin.
Frederick
right.
Chopin.
Very good.
Nice. Okay, so there's the main part of the Piano Puzzler.
Okay.
We've named the composer whose style Bruce was mimicking, but there are two mysteries remaining.
Yes. The thing is, like a Chopin mazurka, so there's an A-B-A structure, and the A tune is one tune, and the B is another well-known tune.
Can we hear this again, Bruce?
Yeah, sure.
Ted, you hear any recognizable tunes that time through?
You know, Fred, I was going to ask you that.
Both of these tunes are actually in 4-4.
Normally in 4-4.
Yeah, so the emphasis is slightly off. Mm-hmm. So let me put it in 4 instead of... If I go... Yes, exactly.
And now go back to the waltz.
Okay, back in 3-4.
Wow, it's amazing how much just that rhythmic shift changes the whole feel. All right, so that's one of the two tunes.
The other tune, which I'm going to play now, is related to that tune. They share a history.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Now, both Ted and I recognize the first tune when you put it back in 4-4. We shall not be moved?
Yes, that is it.
Yeah.
We shall not be moved.
We shall not be moved.
And they both have shall. And they both are, and they're both civil rights tunes.
An extra puzzling puzzler.
Yeah, this is a
that's
it's a
right.
double-tuned metaphorical.
So we shall not be moved, and we shall overcome, in the style of Chopin, and in particular in the style of a Chopin mazurka.
Yeah.
Well, Ted, nicely done. You named Frédéric Chopin. That's the heart of the piano puzzler. And you named one of the two tunes that Bruce was using.
That's so, more than, I mean, usually that's all there is.
That's an A-plus right there on the piano puzzler.
The other was a bonus question.
Thanks. That was a lot of fun. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Ted Fisher calling from Belgrade, Serbia, where he serves as a State Department Foreign Service Officer. And Ted, how do you listen to piano puzzlers?
I listen to the podcast.
The podcast, which you can find at yourclassical.org/performance today. Ted Fisher, thanks so much for playing this week's piano puzzler.
Thank you.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.